some maggots out there, I could tell from listening to your poll, there's four maggots at least who have no brains at all. If you put them in a room with a filet mignon and a hamburger and they could look at the filet mignon or eat the hamburger, the idiots would sit there and look at the steak.
I know. You believe people?
I can't believe that there's four people in the Washington area left. I thought we had run them all out of town.
Yeah, really. You're right. That's a great point you brought up. I mean, if you could eat the burger or look at the filet mignon, there are people that would look at the filet mignon.
No brains.
How stupid.
I think that we should gather all these people up, take them up, and when we run Reagan out of town in November, run them out too.
Well, I don't know. It's fun to have them around just to look at and laugh at, so maybe we'll let them stay. But, let's face it, I don't have any patience for these little philosophical discussions about the word. I mean, Shangri-La is paramount to the enjoyment of life. It's that simple. And I'm through wasting my time. I am just through wasting my time with, little garden conversations. If it's not going to lead to Shangri-La, then hey, I got a new test at the Grease Palace. I got a motorcycle there. It's a big, proud, snarling, angry-looking thing. And I had a little honey over there, and I gave her the test. I said, all right, baby, I want to see how you handle that motorcycle. And she smiled at me. She said, oh, you want to see if I can kickstart it, huh? I said, no. I want to see if you can blow start it. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
About it, don't you? You think I'm crazy, but I really do believe there was a time. A time I lived a long, long, long time ago, back in the Holy Roman Empire. My name was Dorcas Facius. And I was married to a woman by the name of Sleaze Magius. And we had a little son, Smeg McLeese. And I was in charge of all around me. But yet, somehow I was not content. I have real memories of being a malcontent. Oh, I had the emperor. I had my marble pools. My vestal virgins. But I was in love with another woman other than my wife. I was in love with vaginitis. And I got my buddies together to talk about it. One day I called up Testicules and Foreskinius. And I said, what am I going to do? I mean, I am married. I am the leader of the land. And I want to stay with Sleaze Magius, and I know it's the best for Smeg McLeese. But I tell you, Foreskinius, I love vaginitis! I love vaginitis! Shh! Sire! Someone will hear you. Numnutzius tucked his head around the door and said, is everything all right, Your Importance? I said, yes, Numnutzius. Go back to patrolling. Testicules, he said, you nearly got caught. You got. I said, I can't contain myself. I cannot contain myself. I must have vaginitis. And Testicules said, well, if you must have her that badly, you must have her. I shall arrange a clandestine meeting. I didn't realize it, but Testicules was trying to usurp me. When he set up the meeting with vaginitis for me, he also let the palace guards, Hemorrhoidocles and Suppositorius, know about it. And so, as vaginitis and I met for our tryst, the centurions jumped out and said, sire, you have violated the most ancient covenant in the land. There shall be no adultery with the leaders. I hereby arrest you with the power vested in me and place Testicules in charge. And I looked around at the betrayers. I looked around at the faces of my friends. Et tu, Dildonius. He couldn't even meet my gaze. Take him away to the dungeon, they screamed. And so vaginitis and I were manacled and taken deep, 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 deep into the depths of the palace, where we were stripped naked and hung by our wrists. Hemorrhoidocles said, you are sentenced hereby to hang by your wrists for as long as it takes for you to die. In those days, they executed you slowly and painfully like that. As the days go by, it feels like your arms are going to rip out of your shoulders, and then you get thirsty, and then the blood settles in your feet. It truly is an excruciating way to go. And they hung us naked like that, in deference to Sleaze Magius. She stood there. She said, is this what you're dying for? This trollop here? Well, you may hang naked within 4 feet of each other, but that is how you shall die, looking at that fang without ever having savored the sweetness. And then she spat on me
and walked away. And we were alone, hanging in the dungeon.
Usurped, everything I had, gone. I thought, wait a minute, I've got an idea. Tell you what, Vaginitis, can you swing on your chain? Have you got enough strength left? I tell you what, we're certainly going to die here. But I think it would be our final left if they found us joined hungrily. Yes, if you could swing back and forth, I believe we're at the right height. Yes, I'll swing. And even though our hands are bound, if we aim just right, we can habaduki. That's it. We have to time our swings back and forth so we can meet at a point in the middle. That's it. We will die, but we will die happy with one final convulsing Shangri-La-laden habaduki. Swing, Vaginitis, swing. Yes, that's it. Oh, my God, don't spin while you swing. Don't spin. Oops. Sorry. People across America,
from New York to... Go ahead, hobble the ghoul.
I want you to announce a birthday.
Oh, that I can't do.
Can't do.
The problem is if I start doing birthdays, everybody will call me every day with birthdays, and, you know, it's kind of... I have just minimal time enough to shriek, let alone do birthdays, anniversaries, lost dogs.
Okay.
You know, I hope you know. Whose birthday is it?
It's my cousin's.
Oh, yeah? How old is he?
She is 30.
30 years old. Big birthday for her.
Right.
I guess her husband's probably helping her over the traumatic experience.
Right. She doesn't have a husband.
Really?
Right.
Is she a little unsightly?
No. She's pretty good looking, I think.
Really? Carrying a few extra pounds?
Huh?
Carrying a few extra pounds?
No. No.
She like to hop at the geek?
Yeah, so does she.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Does she does like to hobble?
Yeah.
She's reasonably free with herself?
Got a couple of boyfriends.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice face?
Uh-huh.
What kind of body? Fat, skinny, short? Let's get down to details here.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Well, all right, I'll tell you what. Let me give her a call. I'll wish her a happy birthday.
All right.
What's her number?
8.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
Her name is Carol.
And your name?
My name is Kathy.
Is she home now?
She's at work, and that's her work number.
Her name is?
Carol.
Okay, I'll call her.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm dialing the phone with Hobble on the line. I'm dialing some talkers that soon will...
Good morning, Ray Council.
Hey, is that you, Carol?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday to you, Hobble the Gaga-Gaga.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday from Talkers Face. Happy birthday to you.
The Grease Man.
Yeah.
How are you this morning? Thank you.
Hey, that's okay. You having a good birthday?
Yeah, so far so good for the big 3-0. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I know. A lot of times the trauma of the big 3-0 can be relieved a little bit if we get together and do some Hobble the Ghee.
There you go. That's a great idea.
Does it sound like fun?
Yep, sure does. Yeah.
Sound like your lungs are gurgling a little bit. What is it, about 2 packs of Virginia Slims a day?
No, I've got a bad cold.
Oh, I see. Just a little mucosa.
Right.
That's okay. Hey, that's actually handy. It'll save us some time on foreplay. Yeah, you can just hock a lung on the hydraulics and off we go. I think I finally grossed myself out. It's getting bad.
Rick Springfield.
Could you imagine it? Don't go away. It's time to play Celebrity Executioner. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Johnny Puker, and today's Celebrity Executioner is the Grease Man from DC-101 in Washington, D.C. Let's meet our man. Well, the Grease Man is a big man, bold man, proud man. He likes to lift weights and likes to water ski. He has a boat. He lives right in the District of Columbia. And he's going to be our celebrity executioner today. It'll, of course, be his choice of method of execution, gas, bullets, or any kind of something in between. So let's go right down to him now. Let's go down to Nino Grease Minnelli and his big day. Of course, he'll be winning from the Spiegel catalog, Chicago 60609, his choice of mountain gear, all for today's guest. All right. And welcome, Nino.
Well, thank you very much. How about the gee? I'm kind of excited to be here. I'm a lead slinger, lead slinger. Yeah. And I think what I'm going to use to blow away the maggot is the Magnum. Got to be the Magnum. Watch out now. Woo! All right, let's find out what our convicted killer did. Well, Elmo Patrick Sawyer was convicted of abducting two teenagers from their parked car in a lover's lane, raping the girl, and then killing them both. So if anybody deserves the Grease Man's Magnum, it's Mr. Sawyer. Okay, wheel them out here and strap them down. All right, Grease, this is your opportunity to let them have it. Let them have it on behalf of the state, on behalf of those poor kids. Let them go. All right. Hey, Sawyer. Sawyer, you ready? Watch this, everybody. Watch this. Ah, Grease, you only shot him in the foot. Well, I want to make it last, buddy. I want to make it last. Isn't that great, everybody? I wonder if I should do it again. What do you think? Do it again. All right, here we go. This one's between the eyes. Watch the brain matter scatter. Okay, it's time for our second person to meet with the Grease Man's mode of death. Let's meet Arthur F. Good. Arthur F. Good was convicted of the rape murder of two small boys. So let's get that maggot out here. Let's get that fudge packing idiot out here. All right, Grease, of course, it's your decision. How do you want to execute Mr. Good? Keep in mind, the severity of the crime oftentimes is responsible for the method of execution. You might not want to use gas or your Magnum because this guy is a heinous criminal. He's also threatened, we might add, to kill again if he gets away. Keep in mind, he's raped two small boys. So, Grease, what's it going to be? For this maggot, I need something just a little more potent. I think we have, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen, the chainsaw. What do you think, huh? All right, you're in luck when you got a mechanic chainsaw. All right. First of all, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. Well, it wasn't his eye that offended us, so let's cut that thing off right now. What do you say? Some bone there. Can you put some more gas in this thing? This is just incredible. I just never had so much fun. I tell you what. Let's do the head. What do you say? I'll go right for the head. All right. Open wide for Chunky. Once again, we'll have celebrity execution. Next week's guest star, Bubba Smith, beats him to death with his bare hands on celebrity execution.
Hey, Serena, how
can you... Holiday. Buddy, I don't know. You know, I just can't see me and... we're just too extreme. You know, I can't see me and John. Thanks for the suggestion, but no thanks. Please. All right?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll not mention such unpleasant...
Well, why did you ever come up with an idea like this? It's not unpleasant. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice man.
Sure, that's the problem. He's a nice man. Hi, I'm Johnny Holiday. I'm your next-door neighbor. I'm a nice man. I saw him on television doing a Toyota commercial, and it hit me. He used to work for DC 101.
Years ago.
Back when it was WWDC 101 FM.
Yeah, back before we were rock and roll. Yeah, I remember old Johnny. You know, 10 years ago when I worked here, he was here going, hi, everybody, Johnny Holiday. He works in where, Baltimore now?
Someplace like that. I know he works for Toyota.
Yeah, he does a good job. But he is kind of a clean liver. I could just see me and Johnny Holiday out for an evening. I'd say, hey, Johnny, look at that thing over there. What do you say we go fudge pack it? He'd probably say, my God, are you out of your mind?
I can see you trying to pick up ugly women together.
Me and Johnny Holiday. Yeah, let's take it. I wonder what it must be like to go hunting for ugly women with Johnny Holiday. Yeah. Head out there. We're in my
pickup truck. Yeah, Johnny's looking a little nervous. There I am, I'm wearing tips, my blue jeans, and a DC-101 t-shirt. And there he sits in a three-piece suit, nervously biting his nails, saying, Grease, I don't know if I can go through with this. After all, I am a family man, and I don't know. I got responsibilities to the community, to my spots. I'm Johnny, just relax. Yes, I don't know if I can hobble the high, Grease, because actually it kind of goes against the very moral form. They just remember this, Johnny. Eating ain't cheating, boy. Just keep that in mind, all right? Well, I'll try. Oh, my God, look at that portly girl over there. Hobble, ha. She reminds me of the kind of woman I used to date when I worked for WWDZ. Johnny, will you shut up? Shut up a second here. Let me check that thing out. Yeah, she looks good. Oh, yeah, she's huge. She's so broad in the beam, she's got two watches on. One set for the Eastern time zone, one for the Mountain time zone. Yeah, look at that, more chins in the Chinese phone book. Nicely healed harpoon sky. I think she'll be just what we need, Johnny. What do you say? Go ahead, move on that thing. I'm Johnny Holiday. You may have seen me on TV. You may have heard me on the radio. I'm the man about town, the man about the community. I was wondering if you'd like to get together with us. We'll have a fun time. Johnny, will you shut up? Hey, lady, get your fat behind in the car, will ya? Gosh, Grecian. I sure know how to talk to a girl. Yeah, Johnny, comes from years of experience, buddy. Years of experience. Here, you drive the truck. Let me show you how this is done.
I don't know if I can do that. I just had lunch.
You build up a tolerance for this kind of thing, eh, Johnny? And now let me administer the coup de grace.
Oh, God, Grease. I don't know if I can do that.
Come on, Johnny. Your turn, buddy. Your turn. Climb back in the flatbed. Get it.
Hi, I'm Johnny Holiday. You may have seen me on TV. I was wondering if I could borrow you.
Johnny, will you just shut up and get that thing? Get it, boy.
Well, all right. Oh, this is it. This is amazing. This is incredible. All right. Well, I gotta run, Grease. I gotta do a commercial now. I gotta tape a commercial.
All right, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, when you get to the TV station, call makeup for crying out loud. You don't want to show up selling cars looking like a glazed donut.
Double splashing, double dashing.
And they're fixing to fry another one in about 26 minutes. Arthur Good, man at the... killed two young boys, is gonna fry at 7 a.m. And we are waiting, we're all anticipating. I got potato salad and everything ready. So, hey, we're gonna have some fun waiting for old Arthur Good to bite. Let me make sure old Sparky is hot. Let me turn on that electric chair and let me make sure there's enough juice running through it. Let me test it out now.
Woo! Hey, look at that thing dance on there. Unbelievable! It just fried it right out. It's unbelievable. It's like a little booger disposal unit. Ah! You hear that, Arthur Good, buddy? That's for you. That is soon going to be on your daddy air. You don't have to worry about cling nuts. They will be instantly vaporized as we pour on the coals to that thing.
Yeah, they're going to fry them down in Florida. I've asked everybody in the state of Florida at the stroke of 7 to turn off any electrical appliances they have, unplug their refrigerators, turn off their thermostats, so that he can get maximum juice going to them. You know, we want to give them the maximum juice possible. Of course, on death row, whenever they, have a vigil to execute somebody, the other inmates on death row start getting a little jumpy, and they start talking amongst themselves. A couple of them were overheard talking about Arthur Good as he lay... waiting for the time to come.
That hunky muffy messy got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big wrap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Southern say I won't see. Pretty Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hey, knock yourself a pro, slick. A great matter of fact, lot performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say? See a broad to get that booty yak'em. Leg her down or smack him, yak'em. Cole got to be.
You see, their date is not for several months yet, so they're managing to keep reasonably enthusiastic. Of course, down at the other end of the death row wing, a couple of other death row inmates had a song in tribute. Even though they were from a foreign land and were convicted of a crime here in America and sentenced to die, they still wail a nighttime lament for Arthur as he begins his approach to Old Sparky. They're gathered outside the prison with candles lit. One thing to keep in mind here, Arthur Goode, when you fry, I know you've made a lot of friends. You've been on death row for many years. And a lot of your buddies have already gone to the chair before you. So when you get to heaven, at least on the bright side, they'll swing open the pearly gates, and there be your buddies waiting with open arms singing.
I'm happy to see you again. Paul, happy because you are my friend. Paul, I haven't seen you for a long, long time. Screaming, happy that you're doing fine.
Capno Records breaks its own record. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's 5-9.
Hello, Amanda, please activate your sirens at the stroke of 7, if you would. All right? Just to kind of say, hey, AMF to another maggot who deserved to burn long, long ago. It's, you know, Cycles Incorporated. Hey. Happy that at last justice is being done there. I mean, if I were there at the prison right now outside the walls, I'd be screaming, fry 'em, fry 'em, fry another creep for me. Fry 'em, fry 'em. Let me see some agony. Flip the switch and watch him twitch. His eyeballs pop. He's writhing to and fro. I wish he'd never stop. Yay, fry him. Fry another creep for me. Everybody! Yeah, I know his mother's a little upset. If she's that upset, she can sit in his lap. Ah! Maybe hold his hand as he takes off. Yeah, mamacita. All right, enough of this fooling around. We got to make sure everything's ready. All right, let me test the electric chair to make sure it's hot. All right, turn the juice on for a second. Okay, let's see if that thing's hot. Oh, man. Man, that thing is dancing. That thing is dancing. All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, leave it there, leave it there. Now, everybody turn out your lights so we can get enough juice as possible. We don't want any drain on the electrical current, you know, to take away from the... Is it still hot? Good, good. Okay, yeah, by all means, keep the chair ready. We're about ready for the countdown. Remember, at the big moment, you blow your horns as we count down to justice. That's right, we're counting down to justice! Yeah, right now the pinko maggots are writhing uncomfortably, eh? Some of them are getting ready to write letters and say, my God, that's horrible, the man is on the air counting down, but just think, when you blow your horn at the stroke of 7, you'll be telling them maggots, hey, AMF, you know? Are you ready? Let's see. Okay, coming up on 10 seconds. 10 seconds, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so long, you mega! See you at the resurrection!
Rock and roll station is DC 101. WWDC FM Washington. DC 101.
You're south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la Muerte. We're going to the land of the dead. I was staying at this hotel one time, and me and my buddy Juan Corona de Vega decided we was going to play us a little golf.
I just met the guy down there on a business trip. So there we are on the golf course, and we're whacking them balls. He's like, Caramba, gringo, good shot. Oh, no, you are hooking it to the eye, coño. It's in the bushes. Sure enough, I hit one right into the rough. I said, okay, wine buddy, you go ahead and play. I'm going to find my ball. So I go slogging into the bushes, and there's a cow standing there. And wouldn't you know, my golf ball is directly in that cow's Bombay doors. I mean, I hit him square in the middle of the tuchus, and the ball got actually wedged in. So I'm thinking, well, it wouldn't be cheating if I actually made him drop the ball, right? So I go around, I start tickling him on the udders, you know, goochie, 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 so I get him to convulse a little bit, maybe drop that ball. Well, sure enough, when I tickle him, the cow kind of goes, and sucks in. And that ball goes right up his tuchus. And I'm thinking, damn, this place has had poor facilities as it is. It only had one golf ball. I had to get that ball back. So I look and I can see there's still a little dilation where it went in, you know. So I roll up my sleeve all the way up to the shoulder and I reach in there. And I get up to my wrist. I get up to my elbow. I get all the way to my shoulder and I'm still reaching and a-groping, reaching and a-groping. Well, just at that moment, my golfing buddy comes walking through the bush, seeing me standing there like that. He says, Senor Gringo, I have seen men, lonely men, make love to cows before, but you are the first I have ever seen bother with foreplay.
Washington's only rock and roll station is DC 101. WWDC-FM, Washington, DC 101.
Led Zeppelin.
All right, I can arrange that.
That'd be great.
All right, have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a nice perky person, right? No problem there. Okay, you see. Hello, Hamo, Hamo.
Hey, Chris, man. Hey,
everything's under control. How's by you?
Everything is fine.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
Maria what?
I'm not going to say my last name over the air.
Why, you're too ashamed to be associated with me? Is that it?
I'm not.
You're not? You promise?
I promise.
All right, what are you doing? Getting ready for work?
Yeah, I am.
Have you taken your shower?
Yes, I have.
Have you washed your face?
I've washed my face.
Have you taken a constitutional?
What?
I wondered if you've taken a constitutional yet.
Whatever it is, I've probably done it.
Have you? Was it rewarding, thunderous?
Yeah, it was.
Did you walk away with numb legs?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. This way, you just admitted to taking a rather brackish dump. Good for you. Okay, well, you have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The Maggot Ring. Hello?
Yeah, Grease Man. Where's Grease Man at?
This is the Grease Man speaking. Turn your radio down, buddy.
Okay.
Hello? There he is. All right. Well, this sounds like a champ here.
Hey, Grease Man.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I'd like to hear a song this morning, man.
What do you want to hear, buddy?
I want to hear something about a stone.
Okay.
Like Shattered.
All right. I think I can arrange it.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye, Grease.
Bye. I'm mingling with the maggotry. I'm mingling with the maggotry. Mingling with the maggotry again. Hello?
Hey, Grease, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Great. Hey, can you play something for the people just getting off of Midnight Shift?
Sure.
Hey, can you play Hellbent for Leather by Judas Priest?
I don't know about that, buddy. That's high octane. You're talking high octane right there.
Yeah, that's what these people need in the morning to keep going.
Okay. I'll play something thunderous for you.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hobble, hobble, hobble.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How's it going?
Good, good, good.
Hey, can you do some Size and Fury for us?
I don't know, buddy. You want some lead slinging?
Yeah, some lead slinging.
Lead slinging at the break of day. All right, stand by for action. Good morning. Hobble the gee.
Hello.
Hi. We're off to a good start. Now the ball's in your court.
Is this Grease Man?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
We wanted to hear a bit about the robots.
Oh, Banyan. Yeah, I got kind of bummed out on doing that. I did so many of those Banyan stories a while back, I kind of got fried out on it. But maybe today will be your lucky day.
Okay.
What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Have a nice day, Debbie.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye. Mingling. I'm mingling. I got both. I'm mingling.
Hey, what's going on?
What can I do for you, buddy?
Not much. Just wanted to hear your voice this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
Good,
good. Same time, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Getting ready for work, huh?
Yeah, it can be tough.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
Bye. How about the ha? Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Today is one of your favorite fans' birthdays.
Who's that?
My boyfriend named Mark Becker.
Yeah, Mark Becker's birthday.
Yeah, and he's not going to wake up until about 10 o'clock, but I'd probably like you to wake him up.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll tell you what, if I wake him up right now, he'll probably answer the phone in an unsavory manner. Tell him I said happy birthday, okay? Hello?
Can't give him a call? Wake him up?
Who does he live with?
Nobody.
He's all alone?
All alone.
No, I can't do that, baby, because if I do, we're live now. Put that number over there. All right, what the heck? I put somebody else's number over the air the other day. It was awful. All right, go ahead. What's the number? Yeah. Uh-huh. Where does this guy live? I mean, it's long distance? Oh, God. I got to dial the area code and everything?
Hello?
I got to dial the area code and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right.
Thank you.
Yep, bye. How about the geese?
Call this maggot up. Wish him a happy birthday. Probably not even conscious.
Oh. I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right. The story of my life. And they asked me why I drink here. Mark Becker. Yeah. There once was a guy named Becker who was gifted. We could probably come up with a limit.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hobble do hobble do hobble. Happy birthday to you. Is that you, Mark?
Yeah.
It's the Greek man. We're live. I hope that's okay. Your girlfriend called up, said it's your birthday today, so we're wishing you happy birthday from DC 101.
That's great.
Mark, you sound like you're thrilled. How old are you today? 28 years old. Okay there, Mark. Hey, have a wonderful day. May all the glories of a wonderful birthday come to you. And may this day and this year bring everything you hope for in the way of life, success, and love.
You're a dude.
I'm a dude. All right, Mark. AMF, buddy. Tiny bit, just a bit. Because we get, you may have noticed I don't do many of those Clint Eastwood stories anymore because, we got a few complaints on it. And, you know, people can't deal with it. People can't deal with an adult subject that's very topical. Not that I would ever go gay or that Clint Eastwood would ever go gay, but, what if, you know? What if is all I said. I'm not condoning any particular lifestyle or suggesting that one is better than another. I'm merely saying, what if? You know, you got to ask yourself that. Who would you go for? Say, just for argument's sake, that something happened. There were some gamma rays, or you got hit on the head, and suddenly your sexual preference changed. Would you go for Clint? Or maybe you're an Ernest Borgnine man. Or maybe you just go for Bobo Brazil, eh? That bald head every night nestled on your pillow. I don't know, with me? That's ridiculous to even think about. You know, it's disgusting. You know, look, I'm getting a little nauseous thinking about living that kind of lifestyle. But last night I had a dream that Clinton and I were together. And I remember in my dream we were under the covers and I was sweating and I said, Clinton, I think I'm sick.
Shut up, punk. Go to sleep. I got a big court date on the 211 tomorrow. Shut up.
Oh, come on, Clinton. Look at me. I'm all wet. I think I'm sick. Can I have a glass of water?
Punk, you're getting on my nerves.
Clinton, I'd get you a glass of water if you were sick. I'd get you glasses of water even when you're not sick. And you won't even get me a glass of water when I'm sick.
Oh, for crying out loud, shut up. I'll get you the water.
Thanks, Clinton. Clinton?
I got you the water. What do you want now, punk?
Tell me a story.
Punk, I'm warning you.
Come on, Clinton. Just one little story.
Just a short one.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a bird. He lived in a tree. He had a nest and a bunch of little baby birds. One day, the wind blew the nest out of the tree, and all the baby birds fell down on the ground, and a dog came along and ate them all, digested them, and crapped them out. Good night, punk.
That was no story, Clinton. That was awful. That was disgusting. Tell me a real story. You didn't have to shoot my mother's picture off the dresser, Clinton. For crying out loud. Sick, and you don't have any compassion for me.
What do you want me to do for you, punk? I ain't a doctor.
Well, call a doctor then. I mean, I could be dying here for all you know. Maybe it's our disease, Clint.
It better not, or you're dead meat. Or you're gonna develop an anti-immunity to this, punk, to this.
Well, then call the doctor and find out. Describe to him my symptomology.
All right, punk eyes. I ain't gonna get any sleep any other way. Hello, Doc. Doc, this is Clint. The punk doesn't feel good. I'm worried about what it might be.
What's he saying, Clint?
Shut up, punk. Here, Doc. Yeah, he's sweating. Yeah, I think he did. Did you take a PM today, punk?
Yes, Clinton, I did. Very nice.
Shut up, punk. Spare me the detail. Yeah, Doc. I don't know. He looks like he might be a little feverish. Okay, hang on a second. He wants me to take your temperature, punk.
Okay, it's in the medicine cabinet, Clint. You know where I keep it. Right back of the shaving cream. That's in the, yeah, in that little glass case. Okay, I'll flip over. Tell me when.
We don't need that thing, punk. We don't need that thing at all. Hello, Doc? Yeah. No, I think he's okay.
Went to the zoo. Yeah, I knew downtown would be a mess. The zoo was real. I mean, that place was jam-packed. I mean, we had to inch through the whole zoo, couldn't even park in there. I mean, the zoo was a zoo this weekend. It was unbelievable. But finally, we got there, and Kylie and Shayna liked all the animals, especially in the big apes. Have you been to the Great Ape House? It's great how they have it. Now, that big glass window, you get up there and look at them big apes, and they have got some big gorillas in there. I mean, these things are gargantuan. Of course, they just lie there. You ever notice they got a TV set, and these huge bees, they rarely do anything. They're big and fat, you know? And there were a couple of them in this one cage. Apparently they were married or something, or buddies, and they're just two of them just lying there. And I went, you know, we're standing there with our Instamatics wanting to get some pictures, and these apes are lying there. So I went up to the glass, I tapped it, I said, hello, hello, gorilla, hobble-do, 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 he, hobble-do, 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 and I'm making faces and going, you know, trying to get the gorilla to do something for Kylie and Shayna, and they're just lying there looking at me, you know, with that gorilla look. It's got they got a look in their eye that just, and they're looking, and I'm going, hobble, hobble, ha, ha, ha. And one of the gorillas looked at the other one. They looked at each other, and they didn't say anything, but I could just imagine if they could have what they would have.
That hunky must be messy. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Gorilla!
No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't see. Brady J, I did the same old, same old. Hey,
knock yourself a pro, slick. A gray matter back, lot performers down. I take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yackle. Leg her down or smack him, yackle. Cole got to be.
And I just, you know, I kept talking, but I couldn't get any action out of them. I could just tell that they were kind of looking at me with derision in their eyes. But anyway, I said, Connie and Shayna, anyway, those are our ancestors there. See those two gorillas there? They are the nearest thing to human beings that there are. They almost walk upright, and there was a time in our civilization when we were like that. And then eventually through, genetic changes as the years went by, we became less hairy and we walked a little taller, and that's how man got to be in his present state today. And someone standing there listening to me talking to him said, hey, wait a minute, buddy, wait a minute. We were never like that. What happened was one day God made Adam and Eve, and we left the Garden of Eden, and we've always been like this. I don't buy that from the... I said, wait a minute now. We have found skeletal structures from years gone by that proves that at one time man did walk in a hunched over. He said, no, wait a minute. I have a book here, and that book is called the Bible, and that book proves that we for always have been beautiful creatures of God. And there was, I knew it was a no-win situation. So I said to this guy passing by, I said, hey, buddy, settle an argument. Just settle an argument for me. What do you think? Did we descend from the apes, or did we just show up here one day? And that guy just looked at me and said,
your mom.
I said, maybe you didn't understand me, sir. I'm asking if you would help us settle an argument.
Your mom.
You mean to tell me you don't care about evolution?
That's right, I said your mama.
Wait a minute. This man and I here are having a philosophical debate, if you don't mind.
Your mama.
And I'm trying to explain to my nieces where it all came about.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you don't care if Kylie and Shayna understand the history?
That's right, I said your mama.
Well, all right, buddy, take a hike. Yeah, we may have descended from Adam and Eve. We may have descended from the apes. I don't think we descended from an indigenous populace. They never would have been able to get the rib from a mouth.
Hey, when it comes to crazy, this man wrote a book, and he'll be signing autographs immediately after the show. Grease Man on DC.